Let's try that again. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 145 and it's the Strangely Reflective Show. Oh, it's not a show, is it? Oh, it's a thing of me, whatever.
Yo, trimming that, yo. Oi, I used to be a criminal, top car dealer. Big competition, my cars are realer. But quite frank, my cars were professional. Ringed over, exceptional. Serial change, notebook keys. All you need to worry about was the fees. Well, let's see, it could start from a bag. Depending on what car, you can pay 20 G's. Look at these, brand new X5 with keys. Look at these, Mercedes Benz with TV. Look at these, both Astras, TTs. And if you can want, yeah, we can get these. Best sellers were Puntos. Don't be laughing when I say Puntos. Applied the whole of Wolfenstein with Puntos. They were cheap and cute and everyone could afford it. Like, I had to pack that all in, obviously because of the music, but like, one time I got chased by helicopters, police dogs. Like, I got away though, but I listen to what happened though. Look, so I'm in my Punto, yeah, and I see the boy them in the rear view, and I'm thinking, shit, what am I gonna do? This car slow, so they're 1.2, so I jumped out when I saw moving somewhere random in Chingford. Back then, yeah, I was a little Linford, but not ugly as Linford. Anyway, so I'm running, heart is pumping fast. Boodum, 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 boodum. Getting tired, they're catching my ass. Boodum, boodum, boodum. Then I saw a back garden wall, I spent no lads about 20 foot tall. Jumped over, I thought all was cool. That's when I heard the helicopter. Oh, shit. So I remember sitting in this garden, right? And like, the helicopter's at the other side of the road. So I'm thinking like, right, if I don't make a move now, I'm gonna get caught. So I thought, nah, you know what, I gotta make a move. So I remember making a move like, trying to be quiet, jumping over the fences, made sure I turned off my phone. Then I saw this shed. So I started running towards the shed, praying the door was open. I got into the shed and I remember thinking to myself, ah, shit. Ah, shit. Later, it's like 7 a.m. in the morning, daylight, people going to work. I just walked home. Oh yeah, I missed a bit out. One of my mates were in the car. You know what happened to him, innit?
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash, and this is the first show of 2008, and it's called the Strangely Reflective Show. I'm not a down show, but it's kind of more of a reflective show. You know, it's the end of the year or start of a new year one, and then you're thinking about what's going to happen. This is the second version of 145. The first one included a mix that I'm going to call Red Castle, but won't actually be probably finished until the next show or a couple of shows. I'm very loath to actually say that any of these things ever get finished, because then they take ages and I never do get them finished. Yeah, I'm fine. I had a lot of fun in Spain. We ended up in, see, Cordoba, Seville, started at Madrid, visited Malaga and stayed a night in Cadiz. And Cadiz is a very strange place, but more authentic, rather than less touristy. But I'm totally fed up of Jamón Ibérico and queso, Manchego cheese now, because all we did all the time, and people who are Spanish can laugh at my pronunciations now. Yes, what we did all the time, because it's the easiest thing to order in a lot of places, there isn't a lot of variety in Spanish cooking. Because there's lots of things I don't like eggs and green things and fish, which kind of made it a bit more difficult as well, even more reduced my variety. And the best thing I could ask for was bocadillos, however you pronounce it. Yeah, sandwiches. So, but they're beautiful sandwiches, and they're better than anything we have in, pretty much anything we have in the UK. And coming back to the UK and having the Greggs-style horror, full of white bread and dodgy bacon and dodgy cheese, has been a bit of an awakening. And it's been rainy and cold, and John managed to break his glasses on Boxing Day, Christmas Eve, which kind of put a bit of downer on it. And also the rain in the Alhambra, it got very, very slippy, even for me. It's certainly for him with his knee. So a lot of kind of up and down, but not that stressful. Certainly not stressful as coming back and having to work and having to clear my room and doing all these things of having to try and organise stuff. We have a sort of variety of a varied show, but we're sort of political and reflective and sort of end of year-y type stuff. But first I'm going to start with something that's very lightweight. It's from the brilliant Reggae for Kids album, and this is Leslie Butler and Lynn Tate and the Jets, Hornpipe Rocksteady.
Inside, outside. A head is is a place where pleasure and pain collide. You see, murder can happen upon the steps of colonial residence without even a moment's hesitance. Fact is, not one somebody is even surprised. It's just another day's news. We only have ourselves to lose. The trials and tribulations, oh, what a tribulation, goes further than the relation between man and man. You see, the territory is rough and the fear, what fear, it is clear what has to be done. No victories, no defeat, just a burning chalice of deceit. No question of living can be answered by begging. Begin, I say, with the questions now emerging. Why do you look upon me in this fashion? Why do you stare without taking any action? How can you throw a life in such a careless way? What a whole heap of botheration we in at today.
Life in this society, being at best an utter bore and no aspect of society, being at all relevant to women, the remains specific-minded responsible for real-seeking females only to overthrow the government, eliminate the money system, institute complete automation, and destroy the male sex. Destroy the male sex.
Remains to civic-minded, responsible, thrill-seeking females only to overthrow the government, eliminate the money system, institute complete automation, and destroy the male sex. Unable to relate with love, the male must work. Females crave absorbing, emotionally satisfying, meaningful activity. But lacking the opportunity or ability for this, they prefer to idle and waste away their time in ways of their own choosing. Sleeping, shopping, bowling, shooting pool, playing cards and other games. Reading, walking around. Daydreaming, eating, playing with themselves, popping pills, going to the movies, getting analyzed, traveling, raising dogs and cats, crawling on the beach, swimming, watching TV, listening to music, decorating their houses, gardening, sewing, nightclubbing, dancing, visiting, improving their minds, taking courses, and absorbing culture, lectures, plays, concerts, party movies. Therefore, many females would, even assuming complete economic equality between the sexes, prefer living with males or peddling their asses on the street, thus having most of their time for themselves, to spending many hours of their days doing boring, stultifying, non-creative work for somebody else, functioning as less than animals, as machines, or at best, if able to get a good job, co-managing the shit pile.
Mm-hmm.
ever marches, it will be over the president's stupid, sickening face. If scum ever strikes, it will be in the dark, the 6-inch blade.
And drug security is waged against the bourgeoisie and the capitalist system, leading the transformation of the society from capitalism to socialism. The bourgeois politicians and the labor aristocrats, unemployment is inherent in the capitalist system. Additional transformation of the society from capitalism to socialism. The motive of capitalist production is profits, not jobs. The workers must reject the false solutions presented by the bourgeoisie to the unemployment crisis in waging their struggle for jobs and job security, capitalist exploitation. Exploitation. Poverty, degradation, and insecurity. The right to work. The right to a decent life. Make the rich pay for the crisis. Make the rich pay for the crisis.
Of your lives while pocketing huge profits.
Racism preaching the gospel is devilish. A fake church called the Prophet Muhammad a terrorist. Forgetting God is not religion, but a spiritual bond. And Jesus is the most quoted prophet in the Quran. They bombed innocent people, trying to murder Saddam. When you gave them those chemical weapons to go to war with Iran. This is the information that they hold back from Peter Jennings. Cause Condoleezza Rice is just a new age Sally Hemings. I break it down with critical language and spiritual anguish. The Judas I hang with, the guilt of betraying Christ. Who murdered him, stole his religion, and painted him white. Translated in psychologically tainted philosophy. Conservative, political, right-wing ideology. Glued together sloppily, the blasphemy of a nation. Got my back to the wall, cause I'm facing assassination. Guantanamo Bay, federal incarceration. How could this be? The land of the free, home of the brave. Indigenous Holocaust, and the home of the slaves. Corporate America, dancing offbeat to the rhythm. You really think this country never sponsored terrorism? Human rights violations, we continue the saga. El Salvador and the Contras and Nicaragua. And on top of that, you still wanna take me to prison. Just cause I won't trade humanity for patriotism. Patriotism. Like the blood of Abraham, through the Jews and the Arabs, broken apart like a woman's heart, abused in a marriage, the brink of holy war, bottled up like a miscarriage. Embedded correspondence don't tell the source of the tension, and they refuse to even mention European intervention. All the massacres in Jenin, the innocent screams, US manufactured missiles and M16s, weapon contracts and corrupted American dreams. Media censorship blocking out the video screens, a continent of oil kingdoms bought for a bargain. Democracy is
it's just a word. When the people are starving, the average citizen made to be blind to the reason. A desert full of genocide, where the bodies are freezing, and the world doesn't believe that you're fighting for freedom. Cause you fucked the Middle East and gave birth to a demon. It's open season with the CIA bugging my crib, trapped in the ghetto region like a Palestinian kid, where nobody gives a fuck whether you die or you live. I'm trying to give the truth, and I know the price is my life, but when I'm gone, they'll sing a song about immortal technique. Who beheaded the president and the princes and sheiks? You don't give a fuck about us. I can see through your facade like a fallen angel standing in the presence of God. Bitch, nigga scared of the truth when it looks at you hard.
Forms break down and cannot last forever. travel on a journey of do's and dares. Looking back on a fear of leaving and forgetting how we felt to be scared. There are those paying fancy prices to pretend they have fancy lives, but at every charity banquet, the majority stay outside.
I do not accept that there is underlying racism in this country. I have always taken a more optimistic view of the character of the Australian people. This nation of ours has been able to absorb millions of people from different parts of the world over a period of now some 40 years, and we have done so with remarkable success and in a way that has brought enormous credit to this country.
Racial violence that erupted at Cronulla in Sydney's south at the weekend continued overnight, with police cars attacked in one suburb and dozens smashed in another. Large numbers of mainly young people had gathered to, in their words, reclaim Cronulla Beach from gangs of youths, mainly of Lebanese descent. In a middle-class beach suburb of Sydney, anyone of Middle Eastern appearance became a potential target.
Thousands of Anglo-Australian full-scale race riots.
Several people were set upon and bashed
because they appeared to be of Middle Eastern descent.
Lebanese youths were being hunted down and bashed.
A day of race riots.
A day of bashing Libs or Wogs.
Attacking people of Middle Eastern origin.
This is the best day I've ever seen in Cronulla in the 5 years I've lived here.
What kind of grubs? Well, I tell you what kind of grubs this lot were. This lot were Middle Eastern grubs.
Middle Eastern sucks.
Lebanese and Wogs and shit.
You're not allowed to say it, but I'm saying it. Australia's old and new. Shouldn't have to put up with this scum. If you don't meet that standard, you should be rounded up.
And if we don't have enough police, what's wrong with getting the army in?
Yeah.
Get these blokes a bit of a rifle butt in the face and they'll back off. They're cowards.
Well, if it gets to that, we might have to do that. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Out to work, Alan. Mm-hmm. I've got two blooming jobs.
If the police can't do the job, the next tier is us.
Yeah, good on you, John.
Now, you know, my grandfather was an old digger, and he used to say to me when we were growing up, listen, shoot one, the rest will run.
Right?
Right?
Australians are not racist, mate. We let everybody in our country, no matter who it is, we let them in, they come in here, they don't follow our values.
We need to fight back. We're only sticking up for what is ours. We fought the Japanese, we will fight the Lebanese, and we will take our country back.
Let's keep our country clean!
We'll be right back.
resistance signs pour yourself over me like the sun through the blinds. You lift me up and get me out, keep me walking but never shout. Hold the secret close, I hear you say. You know the way it goes about. It takes you in and spits you out. It spits you out when you desire to conquer and to feel your high. To follow it, you must be clean with mistakes that you do mean. Move the heart, switch the pace. Look for what seems out of place.
I was born into the world. savage I can be. I lived above a candy store, behind a massive marble door. I lived above a candy store, behind a massive marble door. I was born into the world in a city with volcanoes in the sky. I was born into the world, a friend to every lion, snake, and fly. I lived above a flower store, behind a massive iron door. I lived above a flower store, behind a massive iron door. In a bright cold room, the sun would flood right in.
That's the brilliant Lee Diem 101 with his Die Silently, which was his contribution to the criminally underrated The Radio Clash file, which you can actually find if you go to mutantpop.net/radioclash. I think probably just search for The Radio Clash file. You'll find it, that we now posted it. It was one of the podcasts, those people who come to it late, but we actually posted the zip on the blog if you didn't actually understand all the clues, because there was all these clues on the podcast and all the songs were about spies and secrecy. And you might hear another one very, very shortly. And then before that, from the very good, if not totally deranged, OST to the film Stake, that's Sebastian with Arrival. I was going to play Skate Steak, but it's such a happy bobby tune, it didn't really fit with any of the mixes. I did actually mix it in with Die Another Day, that'll break in Die Silently, and it was very funny. It's very funny. You got this happy, happy bobby tune with Madonna going, Die Another Day. Maybe I'll release it as a DJ Nona track, who knows. Then before that was Folly by Goblin, who of course has been an influence on Justice and probably quite a lot of other people, or Justice, wherever you want to pronounce them. It reminded me a lot of the stuff which is on, created by Sebastian, but also on that Stake album, because you've also got on there, oh god, who have you got? You've got Mr. Wazoo, and also Sebastian Teller is also on the album, so it's kind of a bit of an Ed Banger sort of star album. Then before that was a song I don't know much about, but it keeps coming around on my iPod, so it bugged me so much that I had to put it on that Super System, Born Into the World. I love that song, and I don't know anything about Super System, and I think I got it through a podcast, I can't remember which one at the very moment, because I'm a crap DJ. Then before that was Peter Murphy with Cuts You Up. That's from the Dark 80s album, which I must get. That sounds very cool. I think it was posted on a blog. And then before that, there's sort of a link there, because of course it's Lugosi's Mongoloid Loser by the Illuminoids. Illuminoids do some really good boots at the moment. And of course, that's Bela Lugosi's Dead from Pete Murphy's day job. Then you've also got Devo, Mongoloid, and Beck Loser. Of course, Pete Murphy's day job, apart from appearing in a TDK commercial, which is his real raison d'etre. That was his point of life. And actually, that was the first time I ever saw Pete Murphy. I didn't know about him musically much later, since I was very much into pop, and Bauhaus never really troubled the pop charts much. Then before that, in a very political vein, but it all was kind of political, You Better Run, You Better Take Cover by Wax Audio, who is Australian, before you wonder which of the fence he sits on that song, which is kind of very, very strong anti-racist song. It's about the Cremona riots, and it's quite funny in its way, the way it uses Midnight Oil's, you know, you better run, you better take cover, I am an Australian. You know, but it's also got a very sort of serious side to it, and it's quite scary in some of those talk show stuff that he's got taped. What people talk about, you know, in a supposedly civilized first world country, that they would actually have those kind of views on anybody who is different. I do ask the question, what have the Lebanese done to them? But then before that, Chumbawamba with Fine Society Sits Down to Dine from their On album. Yeah, so that came on when I was in Granada, I think. Yeah, Granada. And that just made me giggle, that song. Then before that, Pete Shelley. I had a bit of an 80s section around there. That's Witness the Change from his Homo Sapien album. Before that was some dubstep. We love the dubstep, we do. Shackleton, Blood on My Hands, Ricardo Villalobos, Apocalypso Now, Mix Part 1. Just to really, really push the envelope of my ID3 tags. And that's from the very good album. He did a double album with Apple Blim. And I can't remember what it's called. I think it's School Disco. Well, it's on School Disco. I can't remember if it's called School Disco. It's very, very good. And Apple Blim is well worth checking out if you like your dubstep as well. Then before that, what's up, Max Audio again, from the same Cut, Paste and Run EP that he did just before Christmas. That's the Fourth Branch, Kashmir remix. Of course, Led Zeppelin in the mix, but also Mortal Technique. Someone I know that definitely has to go out to Bicycle Mark. Bicycle Mark introduced me to Mortal Technique, and I do like Mortal Technique. Just a shame that he did that. He put me off, because that's one of his songs he still picked up that annoying thing. But the whole faggot thing really pisses me off. If people actually use it in raps, it's like, you know, just go and pick CEOs and businessmen like the Dead Prez and the like and the Coup. You know, if you're gonna really, you know, have a go at someone, have a go at Bush. You know, don't go have a go at people like me and my sexuality. It really fucks me off. And that put me off because I thought he was a pretty intelligent, you know, guy. And to actually do the, you know, calling someone a faggot thing on one of his songs is a bit like, right, so I've never played him on this show and he will never be played on this show until he learns a little bit of how to behave. Anyway, but yeah, unfortunately, the people at work at the moment have a tendency to make jokes as well, and I've kind of worked out how to stand up to them. I was talking about John about this, because you don't really want to cause a scene. Being a freelancer, you don't really have much power, but I really don't like people making little teapot dances in the office. Then the next one was a test department. Remember them? And it's the impossible to pronounce Comrade Enver Hoxha. And I love all the stuff about socialism in there. All the talking about socialist system. Maybe the employer should pay. Blame the employer. Yes, I do. And then before that was Matt Moss with Track for Valerie Solanas. I love that. That's sort of evil, especially the squelching noises and the 6-inch blade bit. I'm sure all the men are wincing. And quite right, you should too. And then, of course, Valerie Solanas, if you don't know that, that's from the excellent album from 2006, which is The Rose Has Teeth and the Mouse of a Beast, which is a Wittgenstein sample, in a way. Well, rip. And then it's of course, Valerie Solanas. I have to go down to Paige if you're listening. Valerie Solanas was from part of the Society of Cutting Up Men, the Scum Manifesto, and did the very valiant thing of stabbing or shooting. I think she shot Andy Warhol. Yes, she shot Andy Warhol, which seems a fair comment, really, especially in his work. Then before that was Kingstown Vox, Code 9 and Space Ape. That's from an album I got just before Christmas. I got loads of dubstep, loads of drum and bass that I took with me, hence the dubstep playing the show, and will play in the few shows until you start really appreciating the dubstep. That's Marianne Hobbs' Warrior Dubs. Brilliant compilation. It's kind of a mixture of grime and dubstep. Grime step, dubby grime, gubstep, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I made that last one up. But anyway, it's very, very good. We like. Then before that, from the Reggae for Kids, that's Leslie Butler, Lynn Tate, and the Jets, Hornpipe Rock Steady. Yes, of course, you know the Hornpipe. That's from the Blue Peter theme. So, but yes, it kind of got a pirate feel to it as well, because we pirates, we be. So, I also have just posted during this break. I actually had my dinner and I drank not a lot of red wine, a bit of red wine, because I'm cutting down New Year's resolutions and all that, and I posted the stats for this one for Joe, the compilation I did, and I have to say my English Ghost track was the least downloaded. Yes! Though we actually had over 1,000 people, individual people, unique IPs for those taking people, so they're unique people rather than just hits, download it. So more, you know, must be somewhere in the region of 1,100, 1,200 or more, or something like that. But also I registered to put the hits, and of course Dunproofing's mix was the biggest, and mine was the least. Oh dear. I even posted it in Gaibo. As I described in a live journal post I've just done, mass wave of writing of apathy broke out. Yeah. Oh well. So I'm going to play a brilliant bootleg again from something that probably should have a lot more attention. This is another track from the Radio Clash file. Plug. And this is Copycat. He posted it on his on a dubber version on his website. But this is the original from the Radio Clash file. This is L'Anarchie pour le UK, and this goes out to the Wob crew, of course.
There are many decisions we've been made that change the history of this nation. give me your soul. Let me say, I leave with no bitterness.
Who's he calculating he is?
Program.
You believe in the users?
Yeah, sure. If I don't have a user, then who wrote me?
That's what you're doing here. You're master control program, snapping up all those programs we need. If he thinks you're useful, he takes over all your functions, so he gets bigger. But he can't use you. He'll send you down here to the game grid to get the bits blasted out. So he gets bigger. He can't use you. He'll send you down here to the game grid to get the bits blasted out.
Motown's very gaudy. Turn crack rock into a chain of 40-40s. Sorry, my jury's so gaudy. Slid into the party with my new pair of Maurice. America meet the gangster Sean Corey. Hey, young world, wanna hear a story? Close your eyes and you can pretend you're me. I'm cut from the cloth for the Kennedys. Friend Sinatra having dinner with the Genovese. This is the genesis of a nemesis. Mother of America's not witnessing the Harlem Renaissance birth black businesses. This is the tale of lost innocence. As the incense burn and the turntables turn in that Al Green place, I see my mother's afro as mama taps her toes as she rolls her J's. And my papa just left the house in search of the killer of my uncle Ray. And she's trying to calm my nerves as I observe it's just one day. And what tomorrow has in store, we can never be sure. So all we can do is pray.
Because of your strength, while I walk upon thee, for God is my defense.
Pray for me.
As I head to my homeroom, I observe the rooms, dope needles on the ground. I hear a car go boom, drug dealing, the BM with the top down. As the girls start to giggle, I ask why you laugh. They say you too little.
One day you'll understand when you become a man about things you have to get you. Fast forward, freeze frame on my pistol. Fistful of dollars, ignorance is so blissful. I didn't choose this life chose me. Around here is the shit that you just do. I just left school. The same BM is pulled over by the boys dressed blue. They have their guns drawn, screaming, just move. Or is there something else you suggest we can do? He made his way to the trunk, opened it like, huh. A treasure chest was removed. Cops said he'll be back next month. What we call corrupt, he called paying dues. Now when the rules is blurred, as they is were, what am I to do? But pray, pray the Lord forgive me. Pray God me by what I'm about to go through. Pray, pray.
Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape, and climb thine air into me. Save me, O Lord.
Pray for me.
Yeah. Anywhere there's oppression, the drug profession flourishes like beverages, refreshing. Sweet taste of sin. Everything I seen made me everything I am. Bad drug dealer or victim, I beg. What came first, moving chickens or the egg? This is why I be so fresh. I'm trying to beat life cause I can't cheat death. Treat shame with shamelessness. Aim stainlesses at anuses. You know the game this is. Move coke like Pepsi, don't matter what the brand name is. I stand behind mine. Everything I do, I'm a man behind mine. I'm not an angel, I'm sure, but every night before I lay, I drop my knees to the floor and I pray, pray.
The name shall endure forever. The name shall be continued as long as the sun.
Pray for me.
Men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. In your name, I pray.
Pray for me.
Now you can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. Can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. You can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. You can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade to black. You can't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. Maybe you love me when I fade.
Lord bless him.
Yeah. Real shit. Trip me out, yo, yo, yo. It's been 6 years clean cause I ain't done a crime. Although temptation's always on the mind. Sell a few cars like I make 20 grand. That's just a young boundary set of mine. Think about a joyride from time to time. A little bit nuts, so I'm up for the thrill. You making money, yeah, I want in, what's the deal? Bypass eating one, sell them as an e-pill. Eventually I make good use of my time. Use a little bit of road and a music grind. Made a few tunes, then I got signed. Still trying to get money that Glow S defined. Weird thing about this music biz. Make 5 albums, still don't know who he is. Life's a bitch, and then you die. I just hope that my music. What's the point of working hard and we're all gonna die? I know I'm from the streets so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter cause we're all gonna die. What's the point of working hard and we're all gonna die? I know I'm from the streets so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter cause we're all gonna die. Just sitting here bored, trying to figure something so I can't be ignored. Trying to figure something so they'll always applaud. Trying to figure something so I can sell out the stores. Trying to figure something so I can get on billboards. Trying to figure something so I can do a world tour. Trying to figure something, hear on my drink. Trying to figure something, think. Eyes non-stop blink, tryna figure something, tryna figure something so I can get on main stage. Tryna think, get an enemy front page. Tryna think, get a Tony Blair Bush wave. Tryna figure something, tryna figure something, tryna figure something so I can do something good. Tryna figure something so I can sign a whole hood. Tryna think, try to get 100 mil, then I do what I feel. What's the point of working hard, then we're all gonna die. I know I'm from the streets, so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter, cause we're all gonna die. What's the point of working hard, then we're all gonna die. I know I'm from the streets, so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really sometimes I think I might as well go on the road and cause mayhem. Go back to licking cars up in the AM. Go back to getting tickets and never paying them. Doesn't really matter, one day I'm gonna die. When I die, who they gonna charge? Me? Nah, too late, cause look, I'm ghost. I'm upstairs, chilling with the most. Me and Biggie Smalls, sipping on the toast, no kidding. That's in a very long time, God forbidden. Death is a fact, but it's also hidden. Never know where you're gonna die. Never know where you're gonna tell the earth by. Two of them for me, the limit is the sky. I'm not our cure, but I believe I can fly. Fly, 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 fly. Fly.
But then sometimes I think, what's the point of working hard that we're all gonna die? I know I'm from the streets, so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter because we're all gonna die. What's the point of working hard that we're all gonna die? I know I'm from the streets, so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter because we're all gonna die. What's the point of working hard that we're all gonna die? I know I'm from the streets, so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter because we're all gonna die. What's the point of working hard that we're all gonna die? I know I'm from the streets, so the odds are very high. Some do the hustle on a shirt and a tie. Doesn't really matter because we're all gonna die.
I'm not afraid to
That's the brilliant Divide and Create with Always With You, which I managed to miss somehow. It was in my iTunes collection, but never came around. And I have to thank Some Assembly Required for playing that on a recent show. And I think it was a recent show, I hope it was, which is a very, very good podcast if you're really into the sort of mashups and cut-ups and turntable-ism and probably every other ism in the sun that requires pilfering and such naughty, naughty activity. And I played it at the start of the show. I liked it a lot, and one of my favourites of 2007, even though I heard it in 2008. And then before that was Bullying with Don't Talk. I have to thank Jules, Jules MF, for pointing me and Guybo in the direction of that. That's from the Pet Sounds and the Key of D album, and although only a few of the tracks really hit it with me, I think that one and Caroline Know, probably tracks because I know them very well, I think I appreciate them. The ones I would probably know less well, being not a massive, and this is where the Who Boys hit me, massive Beach Boys fan. But hey, they don't like the Clash of Joe Strummer, so hey, so sue me. But I only like some of the Beach Boys songs, and I do like those, but I'm not so fond of the other ones. But it's very, a little bit like Danger Mouse's production, Grey Album type stuff, you know, it's very much, and also like the album before it, which is Iron Monkey and Jay-Z with Prey from the very British, was it a very British American gangster? That sort of thing where you're sort of cutting little things up and you're sort of glitching them and you're creating more of a sound texture rather than a mashup. Does that mean it's a blend? I'm not sure, because I thought blends are putting two tracks together, like the hip hop version of A versus B. So I don't know what a glender. Anyway, before that was Blast You to Bits by Disrupt. That's brilliant, sort of digi-dub, dubstep from the Foundation Bit album, which is another album I bought just before I went. I recommend it, along as an album which I've not played yet, but I will do at some point. Bass Clef, very, very good. That's actually an old album. I've got a sneaky feeling that he's actually got an album coming out this year, because he's got it 2006 probably coming in out this year. It would be very wise if he did, because this is the year of, or has been a year of dubstep, and I must check out Burial's new album, because the last one is very good. Then before that, from the Radio Clash file, was Anarchy Paul the UK, a copycat remix. That was kind of quite a small little section. Oh, and of course, I skipped it just before, in between Jay-Z and Bullion, was Sometimes I Think from the Lethal Bizzle, from the very, very good album, which is Back to Business. I do hope I introduced Police on My Back at the start. I didn't actually, did I? Oh dear, I just went off into one, didn't I? That was the track I played at the start, which is Police on My Back by Lethal Bizzle. Of course, sampling The Clash. Anyway, I'm just getting worse, aren't I? So you can find out more about Radio Clash, but you can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. Not so much a talky show. I'm kind of aiming to talk more about Spain in the Red Castle show, which will be 146, and it's pretty much there. I'm going to add some other, probably other related tracks, but it's probably a shorter show than this one. This one's turned out to be a lot longer than it should be. You split it into two shows and it still ends up too long. Oh dear. Is there any other business? Any other business? I was judging the Crate Digger Death Match, which was off hipsterplease.com and also Drown Radio. I thank Zed for pointing me towards that, and that was a lot of fun. There was ECC, Trademark G was taking part, and quite a few other people, seven people. The idea is that you've only got $12 and or equivalent, because it is worldwide, and you have 12 hours to do the tunes. I think you have 2 hours to actually get stuff from charity shops, and you can only use stuff from charity shops, so be it toy pianos, you know, toy keyboards, anything, you know, charity shop vinyl and tapes and DVDs and CDs or whatever. And so that's kind of like a sort of a samplist wet dream, but certainly it's quite difficult to do. There was 12 people, and five of them dropped out. It's not as easy, especially it's such a short period to do. It's only 2 hours. 2 hours a track. That's quick going. Yes, there's some very good tracks, and I think there's going to be a podcast coming out done by Zed, who will be playing possibly some of my tracks as well, which would be nice. Should be good. And so this is the end of the show. I'm going to play out with two tracks. This the first one is from Amina, which is Amiina, which is from their, I think it's an album called Kerr, yeah, Kerr, K-U-R, and they are Sigur Rós's, or Sigur Rós, however you pronounce it, the Icelandic band's string section. So they are, similar kind of vibe, much more instrumental, no vocals generally, just kind of sound textures, but certainly a very similar vibe. Unfortunately, a bit like the Skate Steak, which I originally heard on the Rob DeBank podcast, which I do recommend. Hello, Dean, if you're listening, who's something to do with that. Very, very good podcast. And it's I heard a version, something they've done, which isn't on this album, which they did with Lee Hazlewood before he died, and that was a really beautiful track. It was like a spoken, almost like a spoken word monologue by Lee, and it was very sweet. Fortunately, it's not on this, so I'm not exactly sure when or where that's coming out, but this is a track called Soul, and after it is probably, along with the Divide and Create, just played one of the best ambient bootlegs of 2007. Probably along with the Flying White Dots album, really, really beautiful. This is DJ Lobster Dust, probably my bootlegger of 2007, or one of my bootleggers of 2007. And this is Baby Arrow, Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells and the Carpenters. And I didn't actually find out about this, embarrassingly. I knew a lot of Lobster Dusters' work. Lobster Duster, yeah. He could have a band called the Lobster Dusters, couldn't he? Anyway, I knew a lot about his work, but I didn't know about this track, and I found it in the roundup, the end of year roundup that everyone did, and I have a suspicion that Strummer got lost in all of that. And yes, if you're going to release something, yeah, I couldn't change that release date, obviously, because it's 2000. He died 3 days before Christmas. I can't change that he died, can I? If I did, he would be alive. But yes, you should never release anything before Christmas, because not only does it get lost in the rush, it also means that you'll never ever make an end of year list, because of course anybody compiling an end of year list next year would have forgotten it by then. So anyway, I hope you're all well, and this is Soul.
every little thing.